anything when I was little, because I made my children work, but I never don't remember doing anything till I went to my brother-in-law's, and they had two children then, and I told them I'd tended to children all my life. Then when I went to Starkville to high school, they had six children. That sister had six children, and I lived with her. I made the seventh. So I went there when I was 14, 15, 16, 17. I went up there when I was 14. Now you're talking about children. That was a mess of children up there. I lived on South Jackson. You come out north. Well, I lived on South Jackson, where that he lived there in that big house that you'll see it when you go down, just before you get to that nursery there.
Yes, ma'am.
This is up on the house, and he's got one of these things that go over with flowers in it. Well, that's the house I lived in 5 years. And from where that flower shop on back was a cow pasture. My brother-in-law kept cows in that cow pasture, and I've milked this way all my life, ever since I was, since I was about 9 years old, I reckon. Well, he couldn't milk. My brother-in-law was a circuit clerk up here.
Yeah.
And he didn't know how, didn't want to know. Well, I did teach one or two of the children. He had six. Well, we lived in that house, and from there back was cow pasture. And look what it is now. From where that flower shop is. You know where that is on South Jackson before you get to the highway. Well, from there back was, that's where we kept our cows. From there back was cow pasture, and that was in 15, 13, 12 from 1912. I reckon 19 lived my time to town.
Yes, ma'am.
And there were 17 children from that side of the street up to this block there. In a block, there were 17 children. That's when we had good times. We'd get out there under those lights and play, you know, at night.
Y'all had lights up there?
Mm-hmm. In Starkville, in 19, that's in Starkville then. That's
yes,
when
ma'am.
I moved to Starkville.
Did y'all ever burn coal?
Yeah,
what'd you carry
sure.
coal in?
Coal scuttle. Have you ever seen a coal scuttle?
They were narrow at the bottom.
I've got an old one sitting right there in yonder with flowers in it.
Uh-huh.
Kind of little at the bottom and up this way.
I see.
Burn coal all the time up there.
Now, was there water when you were at places where y'all could go in the water out there in the...
Uh-huh, creek.
You learned
in
how
the
to?
Creek. Never learned to swim, but we'd put on old clothes, say old dresses or something like that. That's what we wore out there. We did. We girls would swim. Now I don't know how the boys, because we never would, they told us we couldn't go with them. We'd go with them. So I don't know what they bathed in. But we'd have to go and put old dresses on.
I got an idea.
Yeah, I have too. Now, then I didn't think.
In all together.
Yeah. We had two or three pretty deep places. But I was always scared. I'm a Baptist, but I'm always scared of water. I went up, my daughter lives 20 miles on this side of Daytona. She's been down there about 36 years now. And I'll weigh it. But I tell you right now, I told her, she said, come on, swim. And she had two girls, and I never thought she'd raise them. They had these rafts, and they'd get them out, and I'd start looking, and they'd be way out there. And I said, you just well tell them goodbye, Llewellyn. They're gone on that ocean. They're gone to China. Where does this go to? I wouldn't have got out there in that water over knee deep.
But the boys all...
Uh-huh, the boys, yeah. I never did learn to swim. I never was in deep water. I don't know as I'd have tried, I don't think.
Yeah. When somebody, say, went down and didn't come up the third time, they got...
Help, I imagine. I don't remember.
Did you hear folks around here getting, you know...
Drowned?
Yeah.
No, we don't have any. Seemed to me like we had a place down here about 2 miles. It was pretty deep. A nigger did drink.